Berkshire Community College held a forum about sexual assault on college campuses this week. It featured a panel of speakers involved in the issue regionally. Roughly 50 people attended the forum, which featured a screening of the documentary The Hunting Ground about sexual assault on college campuses. BCC Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice Kelly Kemp, a former Chief District Court Prosecutor with the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, was one of the panelists. Kemp says supportive networks for sexual assault victims have grown over her 25 years in criminal justice.
Having victim advocates that work with the prosecutors as well, and I think it's attitudinal more than anything. Previously, before the law was actually changed several years ago, a victim's prior sexual history could actually be used to impeach her when she testified at trial. Now, that is not the case. That cannot be used against a victim when they're being cross-examined about their allegations.
Kemp says bringing up sexual history could have a chilling effect on a person's willingness to come forward about a potential assault. The Hunting Ground cited statistics claiming that more than 16% of college women are sexually assaulted, but only 12% report the attack. Some of the documentary's statistics have been challenged, but in 2014, the White House released similar estimates. The film argues that colleges and universities have financial interests in underreporting or suppressing knowledge of sexual assault because it could hurt a school's reputation. Kemp says in some cases, area public law enforcement is not made aware of an alleged assault.
I think a lot of times, unfortunately, if survivors are not counseled in the proper way, they are led to believe that somehow the police will know about this, or the prosecutor's office, a report will be made. But that's not the state of the law. That's not what usually happens. So they are two independent systems.
BCC's Director of Security and Safety, David Lejeure, outlined the college's protocol when a student reports an assault.
We go through the Title IX process. We always encourage people to always follow it up with law enforcement, but however, there's two separate entities. The college has the duty and the right to protect the students here on campus. But a student may not want that to go any further than just what happens in their educational environment.
Passed in 1972, Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in educational activities, which can include sexual assault. In October 2015, Massachusetts designated Berkshire Medical Center as the 28th sexual abuse response facility in the state. When a person who claims to be a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault comes to BMC, a sexual assault nurse examiner, also known as a SANE nurse, will respond. Mary Walls Watson is the regional coordinator of Western Massachusetts for SANE nurses. She says a SANE exam is a free 17-step process that can take 4 hours.
They don't have to care for anybody else at the hospital. I walk in to a site, I put my blinders on, I have one patient to care for. And we get them through that whole process, knowing what to do for medications and follow-up, contacting Rape Crisis, making sure that they come out with us. And we collect anything from clothing, the history. We do a quick physical on the person, document any injuries that may be there, collect the history of what they tell us.
That evidence and report can be used in the legal process. The region's SANE nurses also work with Pittsfield's Elizabeth Freeman Center to assist victims. In 2014, the center served more than 3,000 survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault in Berkshire County. Jean Clark Mitchell is the group's director of clinical services.
There are effects of sexual assault, and they usually people can benefit from as soon as you can provide an intervention to kind of reduce the sense of shame, its sense of feeling, the victimization, the fear, all the stuff that goes along with being sexually assaulted. We're there to support them through. And there's no limit to our service. We will work with someone as long as they feel the need, and we will work with their families as well.
Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.